Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski, press conference. A quick one today because it's raining at the Greenbrier. So
Was it ever? You could hear it.
Wow. You should have been a meteorologist.
That's your gig.
No, I'm just saying, Jeff, I could feel it. Like the way you told me that it was raining just now, I feel that widely scattered darkness.
Your game
is coming tonight. Braves, I guess that's going to be the storyline of the day today because he's expected to speak. Not now because they moved practice. So probably be after 2:30. Did they say after practice?
Afternoon or show, probably.
So, yeah, so make sure you're listening to Afternoon Drive because I'm sure they'll layer that this afternoon because Keith appreciates a good press conference, don't you think? I would think so.
Why don't you go work for Keith then?
Well, why wouldn't I? I already do, don't I?
Why don't you go live with those? Oh, so the Johnsons get to go play? Well, why don't you go live with the Johnsons then?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. I think he's implying
he's being very mean.
Do you think we work for him now? Do we work for Menigan? Is that what he was implying just now?
I think it was.
Actually. No, the way you were making that sound is you were like, oh, the other producers get to go have fun. How come we can't have fun? How come we have to do chores, Dad? That's what that felt like. Other parents don't have to make their kids do chores.
Oh, boy. It might be time to take a look at the handbook. Might be time to take a look at the handbook a little bit.
Serious right there.
No, Jeff and I both looked at each other when they said Braves is going to talk later today, and I'm like, wow, Braves. Man. It'd be nice to have the former Walsh Jesuit Warrior,
Ohio State Buckeye,
NFL Pittsburgh head Steeler. Coach, New England Patriot, you know, All-American guy.
Houston Texan defensive coordinator.
It's not like we haven't reached out to him to try to get him on our show already, too. So, failure is my middle name, so that didn't
nice happen. Nice job,
but dude. Anyway, I still think it's interesting that, you know, even, was it yesterday Stefanski was talking about Vrabel and was like, hey, do you think he'd come here? And then they called him and he was like, yeah. Oh, it was Andrew Berry that said it yesterday. That was talking about how, you know, he and Kevin were on some kind of committee together. And that they're just lucky. And then he also talked about the importance of having a coach who's hands-on, right? Like a guy who's not afraid to get into the mix and be dirty because they, you know, they kind of think that, you know, and I believe this too, that coaches that are out there with their players can respect the players. It's not like they're asking them to be at NFL level when they're trying to block or teach blocking technique or stuff like that. But, you know, there was video of Vrabel the other day working with the tight ends and showing
Vrabes.
Are you going to be okay? Are we going to bring this up all day, or can we let it go?
Kind of like bringing it up all day.
I think that anybody from Northeast Ohio, any Buckeye fan, knows him as Vrabes, too. He is, you know, you're a big nickname guy.
Well, we now know him as Vrabes.
We're talking about decades of Vrabes.
That's great. That's wonderful news.
I'm glad you're able to come into the party today here in 2024.
Well, you know.
Very excited for you.
Vrabes has a special
place in your heart.
In my heart.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah. Does it make a difference? Do you think that I think it takes a special head coach at that point to be able to accept another head coach into the fold to try to get help.
I think it's a very, I don't want to use the word odd, but I'm not sure which word to use right now. It's not odd.
I
think it's like a magnanimous thing. You know what I mean? Kevin got his contract extension.
Right.
Okay? There is no head coaching waiting here in Cleveland.
And like Andrew's saying, you know, you when you talk about your head coach and you start listening to your resume of, you know, two-time coach of the year and blah, blah, blah.
I think it's big. I think it's big that Stefanski has enough comfort
exactly.
in his position to bring in a guy, A, who's really good.
Right.
I think Vrabel is a really good head coach. And B, with ties here in Northeast Ohio, which would clearly make him a fan favorite to be a head coach here, you know, local guy, Ohio State, that's all you need to know.
Right.
Right. You combine that. And Kevin is comfortable in his situation to bring in a guy like that, who many coaches would consider a threat.
For sure.
And allow him to help your team get better. I think it's terrific. And I also like it from this standpoint. Vrabel's not taking a year off.
No, he wants to be involved. I mean...
He wants to be...
Can we be really honest about this? I mean, if the Ohio State job opens next year, don't you think he'd want to go back to Ohio State?
Oh, I don't
Brian
know.
Day's out. I got to think that would be...
What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that
Brian
Vrabel's...
Day's out?
No, I'm just saying that Ryan Day's got a ton of pressure on him.
Well, anybody
and
does.
And you know I like game. Ryan Day, but I got to think Vrabel would be next on the list.
Wow.
At least that, you know, when I start thinking about guys at Ohio State, I think Vrabel would be outstanding.
I think that's interesting.
I think Vrabel was at Ohio State before.
I would think that any NFL head coaching job that opens up, he would be a leading candidate for if he chose to be. I think an NFL team who had an opening.
Although we were both surprised he didn't get a job this
year. That's correct.
I was kind of shocked.
I think that with what he's doing now, any NFL team that doesn't talk to him if they have an opening, either in season or at the end of the season, is making a huge mistake.
I always think that maybe some things work out for reasons. And there were rumors about him going up to New England that he might have a shot at that Patriots job. But when it was all said and done, he didn't get the gig. And so who knows? Maybe, you know, something happens down in Columbus or something happens in the NFL. I often wonder, too, if you're in that position after being a successful head coach in the NFL, that would you want to go back and coach college? And now the college game has changed so much.
College game sounds like it's a royal pain in the you
it
know
sounds,
what.
Yeah, because now you're constantly recruiting your own players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to do that in the NFL, right? If you've got guys that are going to be free agents,
yeah, except
but it's just a different story.
Like, your roster's intact if you want it to be with, you know, contracts from year to year.
The other part of it is the pressure of that is on the general manager. It's not on the head coach. Where I feel like in college,
agreed.
If you're losing a guy, it's all on the head coach. Like, the head coach is the guy that's got to resell his own play. I think that is probably one of the worst parts of sports right now, that you have to re-recruit guys to want to stay. And don't think that this isn't all bleeding into high school, too. It is. And it's just, it's a part of the game that to me, it's just like, what? You know, you're sitting here, you're a college coach at a successful program. You've got outstanding athletes on your team, players that have been embraced, you know, probably throughout their entire career and then embraced by the fan base at the college that you're at. And now all of a sudden, you've got every other team in the country coming at these great players to say, hey, you know what, we're going to give you more money if you want to come in here. And to, you know, let's just get you in the transfer portal and then we'll pay you more somewhere else in college. It just feels dirty, doesn't it?
Yes.
It just doesn't feel right. So
no, it doesn't feel right.
So Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak a little bit later today. What else do we get from Kevin there? Just kind of a daily
Deshaun
update.
Watson expected to throw today?
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Good
that's
with
all,
it?
That's all yeah. I got. Great. He's going to throw. I just get us to week one and put the guy in the field and let's see him go. That's the entire story of this season. I mean, yeah, there are all kinds of other little things. None of them matter. If Deshaun Watson goes out and lays an egg, or if he goes out and he's unable to play for whatever reason. And I don't know why I think this, but I do. I think this is it. I think this is year number three with him in Cleveland in a 5-year contract. And if it doesn't work this year and they think they have a roster that's ready to go, I think that he either has to do it this year or I don't think he's going to be around for a fourth year.
Don't you feel like, because I do, that when you listen to people talk about Deshaun going into this season, they're more optimistic than they have been in any season here in Cleveland? And I don't know if that's because of health. I don't know if that's because all the garbage is behind him and that maybe he can go at this with a clear mind. And or maybe they're just trying to set themselves up for saying, okay, here we go. This is it, because this is the best opportunity for him so far since he's been here. But the level of optimism for Deshaun going into this season, I think, is the highest. And I
thought it was this high last year. Then he got hurt. I think it's actually really similar to last year.
Almost the same?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like it's a little bit higher this year. And maybe because of the pressures that we're talking about, knowing that, hey, man, this is make or break right now. Like, it's time that everybody makes a decision on whether Deshaun Watson can be a top 10 quarterback. Where does he need to be, Jeff?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Upper half.
Top 15? That's what you're saying? He needs to be a top 15 quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah. I think
he's got to be an asset, not a detriment.
Right.
So far, he's been a detriment.
I get torn.
And he's killed your salary structure, and you've based around him, and he's played 12 games for you, six in each year.
Has he really crushed? I don't see any players on this team that are like, oh, they undercut this guy, or we lost this guy because of him. Or
I mean, you're spending all that money on the guy. If you weren't spending it on him, you might be spending it on others.
Another quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Because I don't
you're spending huge money on a guy who's played 12 games for you. That doesn't work. You know what I mean? That bottom line, that just doesn't work. So I just think this year he has to produce, and in order to produce, he's got to be on the field.
Go ahead, Dan.
Little bit of news coming down, courtesy of everybody, Zach Meisel of The Athletic. Lane Thomas hitting second today for the Guardians, starting in right field. Will Brennan optioned to AAA.
Well, there you go. Didn't I mention
Will
Brennan earlier?
He wasn't until you said something.
And then all of a sudden, folks over at Carnegie in Ontario went, oh, wait a minute, yeah, let's move him along.
All right, let's go back. I want to talk Guardians, especially after the trade.
Wouldn't that leave a spot on the roster?
No, because you had to add Lane Thomas.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. Let's come back and talk about this trade. Are you good with what the Guardians – if the Guardians stand pat right now, are you good before 6 o'clock? Do you feel healthy walking into the rest of this season? Or are you going to walk away going, man, they just didn't do enough. They needed to do more. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.